Fauji Zindagi, an untold story with Neelu, only on Sochcast.com.
So, what's your perception of failure in life? Are you a glass half full person?
I think failure in life is something that we must all be very, very sensitive to, in the sense that it is reality. Somewhere, everybody does fail. And having been through that, through my service and so many experiences, I have come to realize that the best way to combat that failure is to be prepared for it. So every time you are going on a mission, or you're making a goal for yourself, or you have a dream that you're chasing, the most important point to be kept in mind is that one of the outcomes can be that you don't succeed. And so mentally prepare that if I fail, what will I do? And that plan should be made as any other plan which you have made for success.
Like a plan B.
Yeah, not a plan B. First plan is a plan of failure. What do I do if I fail?
Okay.
So the plan there has to be that you step back and you introspect. You take a review of the situation. What have you done? What did you do not do right? Or what is it that you didn't do enough that you failed? So once you've reviewed that and you've identified where your weakness was, where your failure happened, or the reason for your failure, then you need to correct that, make a new plan. I'm not talking of plan B. It's the same plan A. The mission is plan A, but your plan is now different, keeping in mind where your weakness was, and therefore taking a new approach and going in for the same mission again. That is what I feel should be done. It's easy to go for plan B, but if you are chasing something that you wanted desperately, then there is no reason to give it up just because you failed once.
Sir, how important, according to you, is knowing many languages? As you've been in various parts of the world, especially you spoke about being in Kashmir, so you were conversant with Punjabi, with Kashmiri, and I understand that there's another language called Sairaki there. So, were you familiar with all these languages?
Really, if you ask me, it doesn't make a difference. But of course, it's always, advantageous to know more languages. So, if you know the language, like if I was in Angola and I knew Portuguese, life would have been easier.
Yes.
Life would have been easier, but it may not mean that I would have performed better. Similarly, if you are in the valley, and you don't know the local language, your life becomes more difficult. But that does not mean that you will not perform well. So it's always a bonus to know additional languages. There's no doubt about it, whether it is for your work or even when you're a tourist. But having said that, like I said, it's not something that will set you back.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Sir, what's your advice to the youth of our country on joining the army? As we know that there's a dearth of officers, since the youth are equating more towards material jobs?
Well, this dearth of officers which we talk of is not new. It's been there for the last 50 years, maybe even more. And it is not that there aren't enough people wanting to join the army. It is that the right kind of quality that the army wants, it can't find. Now, the army doesn't want an academician. It doesn't want an Einstein.
Yeah.
It wants a person who is a rounded personality, where you have a certain amount of intelligence, robustness, physical fitness, mental endurance. It's a big combination that they're looking for. And that combination is what is not coming to them in adequate numbers. So to say that the shortage is because the youth are not joining, it's not true, because for every entry, every position that is there in the army, I think if you look at the statistics, the maximum number of people who appear for any UPSC examination is for the National Defense Academy. I think about 10,000 plus people appearing for an exam. And the seats are, I think, 250 or 300 odd numbers. But the right quality is what they don't get.
Yeah.
So my advice to the youth would be that the army is a profession which requires a certain mindset, a kind of a frame of mind which is different from a normal profession. So if you have that, if you have the spirit of, you know, adventure, if you have the risk-taking ability, if you feel that you are the one who wants to take on challenges, then it is a place that you could look for. But having said that, I also want to advise them that they must do their, you know, necessary homework to find out what the army offers them and what it doesn't offer them. Because it's easy to get lured by adventure and by challenges, but having joined it, there is no way that you can leave. So you have to then stick it out, and it shouldn't happen that you joined because of the initial glamour you saw, and then you found that you're not fit for that environment. So they must do due diligence and find out what it's all about, and if they are suitable for it, they should join. It's a great profession. I joined it 40 years ago, and I have no regret. And given a chance, I would do the same again.
Great, sir. It's so nice listening to that. You know, total patriotism and sticking to one's gun. That's great. Because, sir, what are your tips on healthy eating?
My tips on healthy eating would be that it should... See, you are what you eat. The food you eat affects your body in terms of not only the physical aspects, but also the way your mind, how efficiently your mind functions.
Very true.
You don't have to eat for being an endurance athlete. But to eat healthy must be a well-rounded meal. We are aware of that. It should have the requisite amount of proteins, carbohydrates, vitamins. So it should be a balanced diet. That's for healthy eating. But if you are an endurance athlete, where you are going to spend long hours doing endurance events like marathons or triathlons or long distance cycling, then you need to look at your diet more specifically to cater for that additional amount of calories that you consume. And to put it all across on this platform will be a little difficult, but in a nutshell, I would say that you should evaluate what is the kind of calorie consumption you're doing, and thereafter supplement that amount of food in your, that amount of calories in the food that you take. It should be as far as possible consumed through your food. And if you find that you are a super endurance athlete and the amount of food you consume doesn't cater for the calories you need, then you can look at some supplements. Like whey protein supplements are there, and there are many other types. But that should be only when what you consume orally is not adequate to meet your calorific requirement.
Yes, that's really enlightening.
You're listening to a Sojcast original. After this, browse our lineup on the Sojcast app. Maybe another Soj will capture your imagination there. Now let's get back to this Sojcast.
How did you meet your wife, Kutriya?
That's a long story. And that happened in the Indian Military Academy when I was a cadet, 1981. And I was an appointment, that is, you know, there are cadets who are given various responsibilities. They're called appointments. And my appointment was the most important appointment. I was the Academy Cadet Adjutant of the Indian Military Academy. And that, because of that, I had been given a telephone in my room, because every night I needed to make a report to the adjutant to say all was okay, or if there was any issue or something like that. So this was a Sunday morning in the month of September 1981. And I was in my room bored. And I saw the telephone, and I suddenly remembered that the principal there had two daughters who were beautiful. And I thought, let me make an anonymous call to them, to speak to them, just pass away some time.
That's
so
nice.
I dialed the number, and I didn't even know her name. And I knew her father's name was Mr. Sharma. He was the principal there. And I knew she was the elder daughter. So I rang up, and there was a feminine voice who picked up the phone, and I said, I want to speak to Ms. Sharma. So the person on the other side asked, which one, elder or younger? So I said, the elder one. So she said, your call. And my wife, Supriya, came onto the line, and I said, you know, I am Sunny. That's my pet name. I never told her I'm who I am otherwise. So I said, I want to be your friend. So she said, no, it's not possible. And she slammed the phone down. And now this carried on for about 7-8 times. Till when I rang up the 8th or 9th time, the voice on the other side who picked up and said hello was different. Okay. Which I noticed, and I said, who's this? So she said, I am Supriya's mother.
Oh my God.
So I put the phone down, and at least I got to know her name. So I said, that's Supriya. And thereafter, I kept trying, and it took me another about 10-15 days to convince her that we will never meet in life, but we will only talk on the telephone. And we started conversing on the phone, and then there was the Indian Military Academy, FATE. And in that FATE, that's FATE used to be there earlier, it's like a carnival. And I told her, I'll come and ask you for a dance in the FATE. So she said, I don't know who you are, how will I recognize you? I said, don't worry, you'll be able to recognize me. So I went up out there and asked her for a dance. And I gave her that hard look, and she knew who I was. But she refused. She said, I'm tired, you know, I don't want to dance now. So I said, okay. And there were some other girls, I asked them for a dance, and we danced, and I went away. And of course, later she told me she was very upset that, you know, I took that no for a no. And I didn't try and convince her for a dance. And that's how it all started.
That's lovely, sir. It spells your persistence right from the beginning. So it's so nice to know about all this.
I met her in 81, and then we got married in 86. So it was 5 years of persistence which lasted,
That's great. It's so nice to know about your story, sir. So now we go on to a rapid fire. So I will shoot my question and you will answer me. So first one goes, If you were asked to buy any type of food right now, what would it be?
KFC.
Yes, sir?
I would go in for KFC chicken.
Oh, that's great.
Kentucky fried chicken,
Okay. If a movie were to be made on your life, which genre would it be?
Which genre is it?
Would it be a heroic one, or romantic one?
It would be a mixed masala. There would be romance, there would be heroism, there would be fitness, everything, a combination of all that.
And motivation is something which I take from this?
Motivation, of course.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, this is one song that keeps ringing in your mind.
There are many. But the one which rings the most in my mind is, Time of Your Life. Is from the movie called Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, yeah. Okay. That's great. Sir.
I've had the time of my life, that one.
Yes. So, if you were given an opportunity to add one Hindi word to the English dictionary, what would it be?
I think a number of them have already been added.
Yes. What's your favorite word, sir?
That's a difficult one. A Hindi word to the English dictionary?
Yes.
There is a very expressive Hindi word, but I don't think I can say it out here.
Okay, sir. So I pass on to the next one. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Okay. Leader or follower?
Leader.
Vikram, sir, where do you see yourself 3 years from now?
I see myself right here. Pursuing my passion, training for the Ironman, having done maybe 2 Ironman more by then. Because this year the Ironman didn't happen, and
because
2021,
of the pandemic.
So I don't think we can do it because of the pandemic. But 2022, I'm planning to do an Ironman in Sweden. So, 3 years hence, I should have done 2 Ironman, and maybe I would be embarking on my world cycling tour.
Wow, that's great. So, chess. And sir, which is your favorite movie? I think you had already mentioned about the movie. So do we stand by that same movie? Or do you have some Bollywood movie which has been your favorite?
Yeah, Bollywood movie is Kal Hona Ho. And my favorite English movie is Gladiator.
That's great, sir. So what's been your best memory as a 12-year-old?
As a 12-year-old, my best memory. When you say best memory, I don't know. But the incident I remember the most is when we were traveling from Delhi to Kanpur on posting. My dad was driving the car. I was exactly 12 years old. And we were touching Kanpur at about 6:30 in the evening, about 40 kilometers short of Kanpur. It had turned dark. It was the month of September, 1972. And we were chased by dacoits.
Oh my God.
Where they fired onto us. Three shots were fired at a car because they wanted to rob us. But fortunately, the shots missed the car. And they chased us for almost 30 kilometers till the time we reached the municipal barriers of Kanpur, where the barrier was, you know, half down, half up. And the car went through it and the truck had to stop. They were chasing us in a truck. So that is a memory which is very, very vivid in my mind. And I keep thinking about it, that had that day, they had managed to get us, what the outcome would have been.
I think we must thank God Almighty for all the great mercies that He has, you know, shown us. It's quite a story now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as the pandemic has taught us so much, we've learned that uncertainty is the most certain aspect of life. What's your opinion on the vaccine, sir?
Well, the vaccine is a welcome solution to this pandemic, which we've now been going through for the last 10-11 months. And it's being rolled out. Yesterday, I saw the trucks reaching different towns and people celebrating the arrival of the vaccine.
Yeah.
And 16th of January, that's 2 days away, 3 days away, they're going to start inoculating people. I think it's a great move. And hopefully, by about May, June, adequate number of people would have been vaccinated to bring in herd immunity between those who've been vaccinated and those who've already, you know, got immunity from COVID. So it's like light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's great, sir. It's great. So it's been a wonderful experience speaking with you, Vikram sir, and we wish you a very, very happy life ahead. And it's great talking to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Nilu. It's been a pleasure being here with you, and wish you all the best for your podcast and future podcasts.
Thank you, sir. Jai Hind, sir.
Jai Hind. Bye.
Bye.
You were listening to 4G Zindagi, an untold story with Nilo, only on Sochcast.com.